I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Terrifying, dude. Daredevil is scary as hell, dude.
Daredevil is very spooky, I agree.
Dude, you kidding me?
But then I got into a 3-6 Mafia video kick.
Was this when you guys fell off the wagon?
No, this was before we fell. This was in the end of December.
Okay. Oh, it was way back when.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. But I did just fall off the wagon this
week. Was that from where the shirt came from?
This is where I'll tell you what. The shirt was ready to go in the garbage upon arrival.
What?
Right when I got it, I was like, all right, I got to throw this fucking trash out.
What?
When I fell off the wagon this weekend, that's when I gained the courage to break it out and wear it. And you know what? It got some decent reviews.
Yeah, dude.
And so I'm keeping it.
Yeah, dude, you made a bold fashion statement.
A lot of people are excited about it.
I'm absolutely, I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah. How's it look, dude? It's probably popping on
YouTube.
It's
popping, dude. It's popping.
Probably looks really good on YouTube.
It's popping, dude.
Had to put the snow hat on with it.
I mean, dude, you've been at a bit of a fashion crossroads for a minute. You know, it's hard to, you know, as a 30-year-old something young man, it's hard to know kind of what to wear because you have to make a choice at some point.
Yeah.
Either you just, you know, go the safe route, Under Armour up.
Yeah.
Get a nice Under Armour polo, tuck it in, just, you know, clutch a beer to your chest.
I've been sticking to tracksuits.
Tracksuits are nice.
Sweatpants and tracksuits.
I mean, there's also the option of going suit.
Suit
just
is
barn dogging out and just getting suited, dude.
Yeah.
He was dressing hot for a minute.
I don't like that.
Just suit up.
Suit up.
Or just like you just start. You can really, honestly, it's pretty tight to know as an adult.
Noah, look at Noah today.
Noah got a haircut, bro. He looks hot as fuck.
Look at his outfit with the jacket.
Yeah.
Noah looks cool. Lemaire got a new t-shirt. I know that's a new shirt. Yeah, I can tell when you wear a new shirt. Why'd you get that shirt? What is that? It says Ballsy.
It's a pro wrestler named Shotzi Blackheart.
Yeah, all right.
Girl?
Yeah.
You're wearing a female wrestler's merch?
Yeah. She's the best.
Cut that mic, please.
Yeah, dude. That's not good. You're going
to... I'm just saving you, Lemaire.
I'm telling you, the world's going to be so shocked when they finally get black dorks.
True.
They're just going to be like, well, we thought you guys were the coolest. What the hell is this? They're not ready for that voice.
True.
The world's not ready for the black dork voice, and it's coming.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I do feel like the black nerd needs to be more unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah, for sure.
And it's not the black
it's a powerful nerd.
It's not the
dude.
Black nerd they try to portray it as. It's not like the smart, like, Neil deGrasse.
True.
The black nerd is very much the white nerd.
Innocent, free, the same man. Free Neil deGrasse.
They're the same man. It's... anime.
Yeah.
It's wrestling. It's fucking Smash Brothers, Super Smash Brothers, those
Street
types of games.
Street Fighter pizza rolls.
Street Fighter pizza rolls. Street Fighter pizza rolls. On Martin, you know, the day after Martin Luther King Day, we're getting, that's what I'm talking about. Street Fighter pizza rolls. The dream has been realized.
100%, dude.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
That's all he wanted. Well, he just wanted some Marvel versus Capcom, dude.
It's all
for the boys.
It's all MLK wanted. And why can't we enjoy pizza rolls?
I would live to see Blanca fight the Punisher.
I will enjoy SpongeBob into my adulthood.
Oh. Dude, I remember when I got the FBI tapes on, like, the articles about, like, how much pussy that guy was getting. Just being like, what?
Yeah.
He was fucking... I mean,
he rules.
They claim to have him on tape.
J. Edgar was a real daredevil. He was like, I'll remain in the dark and no one will know. No one will know how cool I am. This guy's having so much sex and he acts like he's a really good guy, but he's actually having a lot of sex.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking tell everybody.
Just going back to him like, oh, sir, he got pussy again. And they're like, I knew it, you son of a bitch.
God damn it, he keeps getting pussy.
Son of a bitch. Fuck.
This guy can't stop getting pussy.
Damn, dude, that would make Jay Edgar would have been, who was the guy, the fucking kingpin, dude? Who was the dude from the Green Mile?
Oh, yeah.
That was the kingpin. So at the end of the movie, I don't want to spoil it, but he gets like his knees broken and falls, and I was like, as soon as it happened, I'm like, damn, Britt, that was the same noise he made when someone squeezed that mouse.
Oh, that was bad when someone squeezed that mouse.
He squeezed that; it was the same noise, dude. It's funny watching him play a bad guy is like pretty funny, man.
Yeah,
It's hilarious.
R.I.P., by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's what Brady said. He was dead. Yeah. I was like,
R.I.P. No, that was nice, though. They had a black kingpin.
Yeah, dude. It's good. He was huge.
I think it's unfair that black guys can't be bad guys anymore.
True.
It's crazy.
True, that sucks.
It's not fair.
Well, they had a... I'm trying to think.
It was almost like that, like, seeing you nod there. It was almost like that revelation. Like, I remember I was doing shows. It was one of Keith from Up the Block shows. It was one of those movie theater shows. Mm-hmm. And a black comic was complaining about slave movies. And I remember sitting there and just being like, wait, you guys don't like these either? And they're like, fuck no. It's every movie we're a fucking victim. Like,
yeah, dude.
And I'm like, how do you think we... These things suck.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
It's like, who is this for then? White guilt. It's just white people being like, oh my God, look at this. It's how bad Tom Hanks. We were so bad.
Dude, I wanted the goal right now is to get enough money where I could like hire Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, and then just write a movie that would like require them. Like Meryl Streep would play like a Native American. Tom Hanks would just play like a super racist Southern dude and just have like a movie that just goes nowhere but just forces celebrities to sell their own values. I would name
the price. Tarantino was doing with DiCaprio. He made him say the N-word like a million times.
I just want to like go to the most like... let's say like virtuous celebrities and then write like the most horrible movie for just think of like horrible things for them to say and do and to see like what their price is and just be like, here you go. You could secure enough you could secure the bag. Dude, Tom Hanks would put the patch on, dude. He would slap the swallow and fully be like,
urgh. Yeah.
Just I like watched Tom Hanks as a black play it this summer. Tom Hanks as a black
Tom
Nazi.
Tom Hanks is a Nazi.
Tom Hanks in blackface as a Nazi, and he's just like he wins an Oscar for it.
I'd like to see your papers. Just going around hassling people. I forgot how good Ricky Gervais's Golden Globes were. You ever see that?
Oh, it was awesome,
dude. He has a joke in there. He's like talking about I forget what the movie is. Oh, Bird Box. He's like the movie Bird Box came out this year where you have to ignore your surroundings in order to survive, kind of like working with Harvey Weinstein. And everyone in there was like, oh, he's like, don't fucking, you did it. Not me. All of you did it.
Yeah, man.
Fuck off. That it was like, it's like, damn, this is actually really good.
Dude, that this summer starring Meryl Streep as a Chinese immigrant.
No. Yeah, I like that.
But yeah, dude, Ricky Gervais, I mean.
Gervais ruled on
body bagged the Oscars,
every
dude.
Time
you don't hear about it anymore.
No, they were good. They were good stuff.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is a battle we're fighting.
Yeah,
we're gonna let the corporate led revolution play out. It'll be fun. People will be like, what's that Nabisco? You got my back. Nice
Oreos. So,
while I take it to the streets.
Yeah,
dude. Whenever I take it to the streets and revolutions, I'm so happy that like internet providers have
Sony.
I'm
like, oh nice 5G.
Yeah. Apparently we're getting some 5G. Apparently it's coming.
I draw the line at 4.
Really?
I'm a 4G guy. 5 is too powerful and dangerous.
They're trying to say 5's coming, dude.
I think 5's here.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if we're like, let me check myself.
I think I get very happy when I see 5G on my phone.
I only have LTE.
I don't even know what that is. What's LTE?
I don't know, dude. All I have is LTE right
now. I got the Wi-Fi, bro.
Do you really?
You don't have the Wi-Fi?
No, I'm not on. I have unlimited data, so I stick it to my Verizon. I just rock on data as hard as I can.
Really?
Yeah, I use up as much data as I can.
Do you get decent? I don't have enough. I don't get enough service for that. Sometimes my service is crud.
Really?
Yeah, especially in my apartment. And every once in a while, the internet goes down when I'm trying to visit adult websites.
Really? You're just doing what the governor told you to do.
Visiting adult websites?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what the governor of Pennsylvania was like. Go on OnlyFans. He's like, just please go on OnlyFans.
Also watched, this is a good episode, just things I watched. Hell also yeah. Watched, rewatched Love on the Spectrum.
It
still
up?
Rules. Who was underrated? Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Mark was the most underrated. He I mean, so. Kelvin, incredible.
I don't know, man. Kelvin's
incredible.
A star.
The point when he brings up the anime drawing that he had of, like, tits and stuff, and he's like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you want us to leave? He's like, yes, please, thank you. It's like, clearly, he's just like, he clearly got horny.
Oh, yeah,
and he's like, you have to leave now, please.
Dude, I mean, I at least once a week while I'm showering go, I'm waiting patiently, and I laugh to myself at least once a week.
I am waiting patiently?
I do it once a week, or if I'm just like, be like, what's for dinner? And Brittany will be like, oh, I think I'm going to do this. I'm like, I'm waiting patiently. And she's like, would you go away from me, you fucking weirdo?
Oh, man. What do boyfriends and girlfriends do? And the dad's like, hugs and kisses? And she's like, do you want to do hugs and kisses? He's like, yes, very much. Yes. Oh, but Mark always,
Kelvin's top,
Mark
dude.
Sits down and tells you about the weather. That's step one. He sits down and he goes, I mean, what a lovely day to sit here with some friends. And then he's like, it's just like Mother Nature is giving you a big hug. And he was on a date with an autistic girl who was like, yeah. Like, she wasn't. He's like, wow. He goes on that date with his boy to talk.
Yeah.
You remember that? Mark sits down. Oh, him and his boy go to a coffee shop and he's like, so how are the dating sites for you? And that he's was like, not good. And he's like, oh, you'll find the one. She's out there. I believe that. Mark's the fucking man.
Yeah, he rules, dude.
Yeah.
Mark rules.
They're all great warriors.
Dude, the one guy I got kind of, they dick teased me on the first guy who was like, and I will find my queen.
Michael,
dude. Yeah. That was like, I thought that was, oh, we'll was find just, her? I thought it was just about her.
Yeah, RIP to that lady he loved.
Who died?
That lady just died.
What?
The Gilligan's Island lady. You remember the guy he jizzed to meet?
He brought, I mean, dude, first of all. He
brought a date to show his dream girl?
Brought a date to his dream girl.
Decent date, by the way.
Yeah, dude. Dude, yeah.
Things were going well there. I thought things were going well. And then they split up at the Comic-Con, and I was like,
That's tough. That's
they had things to do. They both actually had things to do.
Yeah, that's
going
tough.
To Comic-Con isn't like time to fuck around.
No, not at all.
It's time to like, you go, you get the things done you need to get done.
Yeah,
basically. Because there's no way you're going to sit there and like pretend to go. Like, the girl was never going to be able to sit in line at Gilligan's Island when there's a fucking Venom of guy dressed as Venom walking around.
Yeah, that's like Home Depot for autistic people. It's like as practical. You're like, well, I gotta go in there. I gotta see Batman.
Well, I'm gonna have to check that out. I don't know if we're gonna have enough time for this. Yeah, it's like, okay, we'll split up. We'll meet back at the Hello Kitty.
Yeah, no, that date's over, dude.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Dude, here's something. This might scare you, but if someone hit me to a remote viewing app, so I'm in a tournament right now of remote. You know what remote viewing is?
No.
So remember the one time I told you I was on the elliptical and I was trying to like view where you were and what you were doing?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm like somewhere, if I'm not at a place to be able to try to visualize what's going on there, like what's contained there,
yeah,
it's called remote viewing. It's a skill. That was the day, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
I hit you at the time and you said I was in your dreams, which
yes.
I might have just been, you know.
No, I remember that.
I might have gone beyond remote viewing.
Yes.
Dude, so I've been doing this app and I've been.
You haven't even tried to remote view me since, but whatever.
I was telling Brittany about it the other day. I was like, I've tried to pull the boy up a couple times.
You're trying to remote view me? It's pretty easy.
I try to pull you up.
I bet you could remote view me very easily. Sitting here going. Or watching, you know,
dude, I have memes. I have to give you my results are, and I don't want to scare the viewers. I'm still the same guy I've always been. I just am psychically capable. Dude, look at this history. So it's the thing. This is how it works. So you get remote viewing tournament. It's an app on your phone, and you get these. So it'll just give you a number. So you have like a number, so you can match it to the image. So you write down the number on a little sketch pad, and then you predict what you're going to see.
Okay.
And it flashes you two images, and only one of them is the correct one. So you have to connect with the version of yourself in the
future.
But
this is not real.
What are you talking about, dude? Okay. Let me show you something, dude. Let me show you my history. So.
What? Okay. How much of you believes that this is? It's, dude, there's something behind this.
Okay, let me just. I'll show you my 100%.
Okay.
Let me show you my history. So this
so
is.
So you believe you can predict?
So and it's not like 1-to-1. It's just you can start. Look. So this is my prediction. I write down the serial number. I just an image. I close my. You know. I slow my mind and just an image comes to me of just a bunch of little circles, and then I get a sense that there's green somewhere in the picture. So. And there's the thing. They show you two images. Sometimes you see the one that's not the one, and you get it wrong. It's very common. So here's the outcome, dude. Target image. What do you see? That's how you pick it. So I drew little circles, and I thought green. Bam, it's obviously this thing of rocks with the grass. I was correct. It's no big deal. That's a remote view.
Remember the golden days of Matt and Shane's secret podcast? We call that the Old Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt's unfunny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted. You're smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess, a stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic. And Matt's so-called friends, they make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic, the mayhem, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy. We'll be right back.